Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Shift with CJ podcast. Today I've got an important topic to share with you, which is energy drinks and their potential risks. This is something that has recently hit close to home for me, and I want to share what I've learned. Let's dive into it. Energy drinks have become incredibly popular, especially among office workers and young adults looking for a quick boost. They're the second most consumed supplement after multivitamins. The market for energy drinks is booming, with an expected reach of $90.49 billion by 2028. But here's the thing. These drinks might be putting our heart health at risk, especially for those with certain genetic heart conditions. Researchers from the Mayo Clinic have flagged energy drinks as arrhythmogenic food, which means they can increase the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest happens suddenly when the heart malfunctions and stops beating. It's often due to an irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia, which can lead to a rapid, ineffective heartbeat called ventricular fibrillation. I wanted to record this podcast because recently, a few people I know directly or indirectly through friends and family have passed away at a young age due to heart attacks. It got me thinking about what could be causing these sudden heart issues. I started digging into the literature and was shocked to see how high caffeine drinks like energy drinks are linked to sudden cardiac arrest. The study from the Mayo Clinic involved looking at the medical records of sudden cardiac arrest survivors with proven arrhythmias. Among 144 survivors with genetic heart conditions, 7 of them had consumed energy drinks around the time of their cardiac arrest. That's about 5%. The lead study author, Dr. Michael J. Ackerman, mentioned that energy drinks combined with other factors like sleep deprivation and dehydration might create a perfect storm for heart issues. Energy drinks can contain between 80 to 300 milligrams of caffeine in just a 16-ounce serving, along with other stimulant ingredients. Panera Bread even removed caffeinated lemonade from its menu after lawsuits claimed it caused 2 deaths from cardiac arrest. While the absolute risk might be small for people with genetic heart conditions, the risk is significant enough to warrant caution. I've been working out for 15 years or more, and I used to love taking pre-workouts because they would help me so much during a workout. I don't take them anymore, but last year I did for a few months while I was in Thailand. As soon as I felt I got addicted to them, I quit again. More recently, I was following the trend in Dubai of using the C4 drink. I used to use them on weekends before hitting the gym or jiu-jitsu class and soon realized how harmful they were. I still see half of my gym consuming it, especially early in the morning. Dr. Ehud Shorin from Tel Aviv University described energy drinks as arrhythmogenic foods, an underestimated medical problem. These drinks can cause unwanted cardiac effects, especially when consumed in large quantities by high-risk individuals. For example, 2 people in the study had long QT syndrome and 2 had catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, both conditions associated with cardiac arrest. Energy drinks are often marketed as beneficial for boosting energy and enhancing performance. However, they contain large quantities of caffeine, taurine, sugars, and B vitamins, which can increase heart rate, blood pressure, and the heart's contractility. This makes them a rising public health issue, linked not only to cardiovascular problems, but also to issues in the gastrointestinal, renal, endocrine, psychiatric, and neurological systems. I must tell you that I have been a consumer of these for many years, but never regularly. From beating jet lag while traveling to keeping myself awake for extra long hours while I used to work in events since I was 16 years old, I've tried multiple of them. Here's what I found, and I hope you learn from this and make an informed choice. It's not just the caffeine. Energy drinks often contain other stimulants like guarana, taurine, and L-carnitine. These ingredients can act synergistically, increasing alertness, but also raising heart rate and breathing. In extreme cases, this can lead to serious health issues, including heart problems. Research has shown that these stimulants can have severe effects. For example, a study on Red Bull found that it led to a decrease in cardiac output and an increase in blood pressure among young adult women. Another study highlighted that caffeine blocks adenosine receptors, which usually help relax blood vessels, increasing sympathetic activity and stress hormone levels. Taurine, commonly added to energy drinks, also plays a role in this. While taurine has many health benefits in the context of energy drinks, it can disrupt the normal calcium balance within cells, especially in the heart and muscles. This can lead to potential risks, particularly when consumed in large quantities. 1/3 of adolescents aged 12 to 17 consume energy drinks regularly. These beverages are most common among men aged 18 to 34. Often, energy drinks are consumed with alcohol or other substances, increasing the risk of adverse health outcomes. This trend is concerning because it's not just about heart health. Energy drinks can affect multiple body systems, leading to anxiety, gastrointestinal issues, dehydration, and even more severe outcomes like acute kidney injury and seizures. So let's dive a bit deeper into the science. Energy drinks often contain high levels of caffeine, which is a powerful stimulant. Caffeine works by blocking adenosine receptors in the brain, which helps to keep us awake and alert. However, this also leads to increased production of adrenaline, the fight or flight hormone, which can raise your heart rate and blood pressure. But caffeine isn't the only stimulant in these drinks. Many energy drinks also contain guarana, a plant native to the Amazon basin, known for its high caffeine content. Then there's taurine, an amino acid that plays a role in several bodily functions, including bile salt formation, eye health, and the cardiovascular system. In small amounts, taurine is beneficial, but the high doses found in energy drinks can contribute to calcium imbalance in the heart and muscles. Given all this information, what can we do to stay safe? Here are some tips. Moderation is key. If you enjoy energy drinks, try to limit your consumption. One drink occasionally is likely fine for most people, but drinking them daily or in large quantities can be risky. Read labels, be aware of what's in your energy drink, check the caffeine content, and look for other stimulants like guarana and taurine. Know your body. If you have a genetic heart condition or other health issues, it's best to avoid energy drinks altogether. Seek alternatives. If you need a boost, consider healthier options like green tea, which contains caffeine but also beneficial antioxidants, or simply take a brisk walk to get your blood flowing and increase your energy naturally. The biohack in coffee is a good alternative with natural caffeine with natural medicinal mushrooms for energy. You can get yours at www.biohacken.com. Personally, I've committed to reducing my intake of energy drinks and finding healthier ways to stay energized. I've been incorporating more whole foods into my diet, staying hydrated, and making sure I get enough sleep. These small changes have made a big difference in how I feel and perform daily. Physical activity is crucial for maintaining heart health and overall well-being. Even moderate exercise, like walking, can significantly reduce the risk of heart disease and improve mental health. I encourage you to find an activity you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize the importance of being mindful about what we consume. Energy drinks may offer a quick boost, but the potential risks are significant, especially for those with underlying health conditions. I hope you found this information helpful and that it encourages you to make informed choices about your health. Thanks for tuning in to the Shift with CJ podcast. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family. Let's stay active, healthy, and informed together. Until next time, take care.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.